Now, we're told, verse 6, Solomon went up thither to the brazen altar before the Lord, which was at the tabernacle of the congregation. He offered 1,000 burnt offerings upon it. They're certainly not prodigal in their sacrifices, and you'll notice all the way through the abundance that was in existence in Solomon's day. Now, verse 7, in that night did God appear unto Solomon and said unto him, Ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon said unto God, Thou hast showed great mercy unto David my father, hast made me to reign in his stead. Now, O Lord God, let thy promise unto David my father be established, for thou hast made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Now, God's made good a promise not only to David, but a promise he made to Abraham. Your offspring will be like the dust. Can't number them. God has said, they've reached the place now, I don't want you to take the census. It was the sin of David. Verse 10, Give me now wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people, for who can judge this thy people that is so great? Now, there are those that say, Oh, my Solomon was so smart to think of asking for wisdom. And God gave him credit for that. But where did he get the idea? Now again, let's go back to 1 Chronicles 22:12. And here, David is speaking to Solomon. Back in verse 7 of 1 Chronicles 22, we read, And David said to Solomon, My son, as for me, it was in my mind to build a house under the name of the Lord my God. Then he goes on to explain, he was a bloody man, God would not permit him. Now he says, verse 11, Now my son, the Lord be with thee and prosper thou, and build the house of the Lord thy God as he hath said. Now will you notice what he goes on to say here, and that's pretty important, verse 12, Only the Lord give thee wisdom and understanding and give thee charge concerning Israel. Now, at least Solomon was listening to his father. You can give him credit for that. He was listening to David. David says to him, Oh, may God give you wisdom. Now, when God says, What do you want, Solomon? Solomon says, I need wisdom. My dad David knew I needed wisdom, and I want wisdom. God gives him credit for it, though. God said to Solomon, Because this was in thine heart, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, and honor, nor the life of thine enemies, neither yet hast asked long life, but hast asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king. Now God says, I'm going to give you that wisdom. And now that was wisdom. Actually, it was not spiritual discernment. It was wisdom to rule as king. And he had that wisdom. Let me move down to verse 15. And the king made silver and gold at Jerusalem as plenteous as stones, and cedar trees made he as the sycamore trees that are in the vale for abundance. The sycamore tree grows over there today, and you don't see many cedar trees. And he tells him he wanted to make cedar trees like sycamore trees, and that silver and gold was like stones. Have you ever been to that land or seen pictures of it? There are more rocks, more stones in that land than any place I've ever been. I tell you, it's amazing. And now, gold and silver become just as commonplace as those stones. You see, this man now inherits a kingdom. And it's difficult for us today to really understand all that David had done. All that he gathered there for the building of the temple. And they brought out of Egypt, we're told, verse 17, they fetched up and brought forth out of Egypt a chariot for 600 shekels of silver, horse for 150. So brought they out horses for all the kings of the Hittites, for the kings of Syria, by their men. Solomon is getting in an area now where he should not be. He was told not to multiply horses. He does.